Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast by the American Council of Engineering Companies, coming to you live from Chicago at our annual fall conference. I'm very happy to have the ACEC Life Health Trust with us because it's the secret, one of the secret weapons I think the ACEC has. And it's a great organization that a lot of our members might not know exists. And if you log on to the convention Wi-Fi, of course, that's the password. But what does it mean beyond just a prompt to put in a Wi-Fi password? I'm joined by Lindsay, Lana, and April from the Life Health Trust. If you could kind of give it an explanation of what the Life Health Trust is and how it fits into the ACEC family.
Sure. Thanks for having us. The ACEC Life Health Trust has been around for 55 years. We are governed by our board of seven professional engineers on our board of trustees. And then we have a full staff in Frisco, Texas with 15 employees. And we serve the ACEC to provide healthcare benefits and solutions to support the business objectives of ACEC member firms and the health and well-being of their employees and families. That's our mission. And to go a step further, our vision is to make the engineering industry the healthiest in the U.S.
And I think this is really important because the services that you guys offer are specifically tailored and designed to fit the engineering industry, which is something that you don't get from your larger institutional insurer or service provider that is just, you know, treating everybody as a monolith, and it's just pretty much the end customer is the end customer. It doesn't matter what industry they're in. So you're tailoring what you offer to the owners and the employees of firms from the small, maybe, you know, two, three, four employees all the way up to, you know, what's the largest firm probably as far as employee size that you offer?
Around 800, but yeah. Our sweet spot is really that 2 to 50 size firm, mm-hmm. and the majority of our firms are actually 2 to 25
yeah.
employees.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're not just medical insurance. Yeah. We really have a full portfolio of value-added services, and all ACEC members are eligible for a quote from mm-hmm. the ACEC Life Health Trust. Yeah.
And where can they find more information on the trust and the services that you offer?
You can go to our website, acclifehealthtrust.com, or you can email us at info@acclifehealthtrust.com, and we'll get someone in touch with you, either from our sales team or someone at the trust.
And if you're listening to this while you're at the conference, they're also on the exhibit floor at the lower level of the Sheraton. Make sure you go by their booth and pick up some materials and talk to the experts there. So they are here.
We're at
on
booth
site.
Number 210. So come yeah. and see us.
Come on by.
410.
410.
Oh,
410.
I'm gonna check that again.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Okay. That's
the 410 downstairs at the in the exhibit hall. So I guess on the flip side of this, when you're looking at you know, from the firm perspective, because you know, retention of talent is a big thing, and benefits and what's being offered to those employees is a big thing. What can firms do? What suggestions would you give to firms to help their employees take advantage of not just life insurance or health insurance, but, you know, to really take advantage of the benefits that the trust offers?
Absolutely. So in addition to our standard products, which are medical plans, we offer a lot of value-added services for our members. And truly, the intention is to help everyone be a better consumer of their medical benefits, get what they're paying for out of those mm-hmm. services. But then really, it speaks to our long-term vision that we want to improve the health of this industry, the engineering industry as a whole, and make us the most healthy in the country. So truly, we're here to partner with our engineering firms in supporting health and well-being mm-hmm. for that long-term.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing anything as of now in supporting your employees and their health and wellness, that's not necessarily setting yourself up for long-term success. There
yeah.
should be that long-term strategic plan, and we have services to offer towards that end.
From a question of demographics, now this is something which I've talked to a couple people who are engaged in management consulting and are looking at workforce development and talent acquisition. The statistic that always sticks out, and I've said this 1,000 times on the podcast, listeners are probably sick of me saying it, that by 2025 or so, about 75% of the workforce is going to flip over to be the millennial generation. And they have different expectations of not only the work environment that they're entering into, but then also their place within the firm and the benefits they have. Have you noticed a change in demand of services or access or how those services are made available to employees with this kind of demographic shift?
Absolutely. I think the major word is technology.
Yeah.
And one of our core values is being innovative. Mm-hmm. How can we be proactive, stay ahead of the curve in terms of services that we offer? And we're seeing a lot of movement towards digital platforms.
Yeah.
We've invested in a digital eligibility and enrollment tool to make utilizing and enrolling in benefits easier. We offer telemedicine. So mm-hmm. when you're on the go, maybe your survey staff is out on site. If they feel sick, they can call a doctor right from their phone.
Yeah.
A benefits package truly is a competitive advantage when mm-hmm. looking for talented employees and then also keeping them
yeah.
for the long term.
Because retention, I think Catherine, one of my colleagues, came out of one of the sessions here, and I think it was on employee retention, and they had materials, and they're like, oh, you know, print about 40 or 50 packets. Apparently, they had 120 people in the room because in a strong economy, the focus is how do we keep our employees? How do we keep them happy? How do we keep them here? So that they're not shopping because of the opportunities that they have, since it's a kind of a you know, it's a tight market as far as keeping talented employees. So this is a really big benefit that firms can take advantage of.
Absolutely. I think I always hear the buzzword too, wellness.
Yeah.
The millennial generation is asking. They're going out and asking for these types of benefits. Mm-hmm. So if you're not offering them, that could stand between you and a great hire.
Yeah, you're just putting yourself at a competitive disadvantage. Is there anything else that member firms, people who are listening to this podcast, should know about the trust?
I think from the bigger standpoint, the biggest message to everybody out there is that the benefits that the trust offers allows their firms to be competitive. So mm-hmm. we have the health insurance plans that, because we are considered a large employer and we pull everybody in as a group, they're getting competitive rates that they couldn't get in the open market. So their rates are going to be better than if they were out just shopping with a broker on their own yeah. or, you know, trying to service them themselves. Plus, we offer the added value benefits of the wellness and all those pieces as well. So you're actually getting more benefits than you truly could on your own.
Yeah, it's just that you bring everybody together and you have that purchasing power and you have that, you know, you have that ability to be a group and you're no longer just a small firm. Now you are part of a larger pool, so you're able to get more competitive prices and better services.
Right, and many of the value-added services we offer, you have to have at least 750 employees to mm-hmm. even get those services yeah. from the companies we use. So you're really at an advantage if you're a small firm in the 2 to 50 size.
Yeah, you can really punch above your weight and you can offer benefits that the larger firms are offering, and you can say, well, we can meet them and probably, you know, have the other benefits of probably better quality of life and, you know, a little bit more direct work on the job. So that's really good. Thank you very much for stopping by. And again, check them out, 402. 410. 410 in the exhibit floor, or catch them online and really search them out and see how they can help your business become more successful and hire and retain the talent that you need. So thank you so much for being on.
Thanks for having us.